Hey, Kyle.
What's going on?
You ever give somebody the what for?
Oh, man, I'll give them the what for and the how are you doing.
You ever do the who'sie whatsie?
No, yeah, man.
Well, whatever you're into.
Russets and fingerlings.
You can find all your all the equipment that you might need for the who's what's and the what's for. Mm-hmm. AdamandEve.com.
It's like Home Depot for your crank.
Absolutely, but no orange aprons. But for a limited time, you're going to get 50% off just about any item on the website.
Ooh.
And, Kyle, I bet you didn't know this.
I don't know a lot of stuff.
Yeah. When you select your one item at 50% off, you're going to get 3 free adult DVDs.
Ooh.
And, that's not all, a free mystery gift. Lord knows what that could be.
Could be a 4th adult DVD.
Oh, my God.
Or, surprise.
Oh, man. Or it could be some sort of carriage or some sort of
a carriage.
Yeah, like a sex carriage, or it could be like a big bouncy ball that you stick somewhere. It's a mystery.
A whole carriage.
Uh-huh. A sex carriage.
Like a baby Bjorn, mm-hmm. but just for like 2 adults.
Yeah. Yeah, just get in there. 2 become 1. And top it all off, they're going to throw in free shipping on your entire order.
Thank God.
Even that carriage.
I don't want to get
No.
Carriage deliver itself.
Mm. Got to go to adamandeve.com, use code BOOGIE at checkout. That's BOOGIE in that order at adamandeve.com.
What's that code again, Dave?
It's code BOOGIE, BOOGIE. As in, you know why they do it with the boogie?
How's that?
It's because the boogie monster.
They don't want to say monster.
Yeah.
Use a code MONSTER for your sex order.
It's code BOOGIE at adamandeve.com. Go get all your the what for and the whoosie whatsies and just have a good time.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
Cloaked in secrecy, they show up without warning. State their business, then vanish as quickly as they appear.
Are you ready for the sex girls?
Not that I believe in it, but I can see that. But these guys are dumb.
Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Who's your dream woman from a fast food logo standpoint?
Fast food logo?
Like, is it Lil Debbie?
Probably have to be Lil Debbie. I grew up on Lil Debbie, and I think she was my first powerful female influence.
Yeah?
Yeah.
First strong woman?
Mm-hmm.
Not even your own mom. Lil Debbie.
My mom looks a lot like the lady on the Sun-Made Raisin box.
You know, who looks like, wasn't that like the same lady? Wasn't that the same as Land O'Lakes lady?
I don't know. Land O'Lakes lady, I think, was Native American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like the same type of, that's why I don't understand, like the guy on the Tapatio bottle has blue eyes. I'm like, that's suspect.
Huh.
Yeah.
Not a fan of Tapatio anyway. Cholula is one of my favorite hot sauces.
Yeah.
I believe there's a pretty sweet Cholula lady on there.
Yeah, a Cholula lady.
A Cholula lady.
Hmm. What about Wendy?
Wendy, I can't picture her right off the top of my head. I mean, I know the red head, the pigtails, but I can't picture the details of her face if she's in
freckles.
But I'm
cheerful.
My point is, I can't off the top of my head. I don't know if she's supposed to be an 11-year-old girl or a 30-year-old woman. So I'm.
She's Dave Thomas's daughter.
Yeah, I know, but the logo.
She's a kid.
Okay, well, then.
So is Little Debbie. She's little.
Nah, I think Little Debbie is a woman. Pretty sure Little Debbie's a woman. No, no. Oh, my God. Yeah, see? Whoa. Going down some... I'm thinking... I got
put
this.
Your ho-ho in her ding-dong.
Oh, boy. Little Debbie is a little girl. Okay. Can we just redo all this?
No. No.
I had
Boogie
somebody...
Boogie Monster with Kyle and Dave. And
it just hit me that Little Debbie's like 6.
Dave's got a thing for Little Debbie.
No, I had somebody else in my mind when I was thinking of Little Debbie.
Who?
It was more of a grown woman. It wasn't a freckly faced 6-year-old.
Who were you thinking of instead of Little Debbie?
I get all these.
Is there a hostess mistress out there? A hostess is a lady.
Yeah,
she's a hostess. I just put that together now.
Let me look that up real quick. Let me take a gander at old Debbie.
Well, were you getting excited about Carol Entenmann's?
What a creep. I just said, Little Debbie's a woman.
Who made Star Crunches?
Little Debbie. Okay, yeah, Little Debbie is, I'm looking at her now.
Ugh. I'm looking at her now with fresh eyes.
She's kind of ambiguous with her age. Yeah, that's inappropriate.
Let me see. And she's not ambiguous. She's a child.
Yeah, but she...
You're a child, though, that's okay.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Oh, God.
You're all right. You were a child when you liked her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless something else is going on right now. Unless you got like a... Unless your food fetish is crossing over.
Gonna make an oatmeal cream pie joke, but...
There's so many other better ones. Yeah. These are zingers. Mm-hmm. That's ambiguous.
Mm-hmm.
Put my zinger in her Star Crunch. That does straight up sounds like a dirty butthole joke.
Zinger is not Little Debbie, by the way.
Star Crunch definitely sounds like a dirty butthole.
Zinger is Hostess, I believe. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking with Little Debbie.
What a weird way to start our 1 year anniversary episode.
Oh, it's 1 year. It's 1 year, huh?
It's been a year, Dave. Happy anniversary, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Look at a year of doing this dumb shit. Look how far we've come.
Yeah, we're doing it, man.
We've came from that one other room to this room.
Came from that side of town to this side of town.
Yeah, we're moving up.
Yeah.
We're moving west.
Yeah, it's been a year, man. It's hard to believe. 2 days from now will be my birthday. That's how I remember. That's how I remember when we started, because we started like right the day before my birthday.
That's your birthday parties.
Mm-hmm.
Well, happy birthday on that then, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, boy.
We got a lot of big news. Yeah, mm-hmm. Birthday party.
There's no birthday party this year.
No?
Eh.
40. You're 40, Dave.
Yeah, but...
You don't want to have a party when you're 40? I get that.
Well, when you're 40 and, you know, my current situation.
Well, yeah. Hey, that's no that's reason all. To not... That's a perfect reason to have people buy you drinks. What else we got going on?
I don't know.
We're gonna do a Patreon.
Oh, do you want to talk about that right
now? Yeah, let's just jump in. We'll tease him with it now.
I'm very excited about this.
Yeah.
For
all our high and mighty, it's free, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Now we want your money.
Now we're going to charge for this fine product.
Yeah, only if you want to.
Yeah.
It's a Patreon. If you'd like to subscribe to our Patreon, what's the address? Patreon.com/boogiemonster.
Yep, and Patreon is Patreon. Patreon.com/boogiemonster. Not the, but just Boogie Monster.
Just Boogie Monster.
And basically, what do we decide? $4 a month.
Yeah.
And we're not just gonna take your money. It's not charity.
You're still gonna get 4 episodes a month.
Yes.
Whether or not you want to join or
not. Yes, we're still doing what we've always done. But if you're a member of the Patreon, the Boogie Monster Patreon, $4 a month gets you a membership. And what we're going to provide, at the very least, we're going to give you one bonus episode every month. And that'll probably be a Q&A.
Bonus Q&A.
We're going to do a bonus Q&A every month. And then we're going to have decided to do a cooking video.
Well, Dave, in addition to the recipes, you're going to do an on-camera.
Yes.
You're going to see Dave in all his glowing glory.
Yeah. In someone else's kitchen,
in someone else's home. Who knows? Maybe we have some on the go, you know, some cigarette lighter, pizza roll trick. I don't know how many fuses you want to blow in the van trying to figure out how to cook food.
But yeah, so people have been actually asking me, you know, why don't you do like a cooking show or web series? And so this kind of scratches that itch. So, you know, just one recipe a month, you know, probably like a little 5-minute video, just a little dumb tutorial on how to cook.
But you get to see it. Instead of just hearing about it, you
get to see it
in action, Dave, in a kitchen.
Yeah.
And you get a bonus, and you'll get access to a message board, which is where we'll be taking the cues that will A.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, I feel like, you know,
four bucks is for a whole month.
Yeah.
That's one beer.
That's less than $1 a week.
Yeah.
You know, that's what? That's 85 cents a week.
That's if you're in a sensible city, that's a beer and a dollar tip.
Mm-hmm.
Because I still think if you go get a Budweiser, it should be $3.
Yeah.
But
not in LA.
Not here, no. This is less than the price of a Budweiser at a bar if you're
go to,
talking LA prices.
Go to a public house. $6.50 for a warm Miller Lite draft.
Publix House is one of the shittiest bars in Los Angeles that I still wind up at.
I wind up there because all the TVs. Like, I'll watch sports.
That's my problem with sports, but it feels like you're just getting drunk at a Best Buy. Like, yeah. Which you can do for free. Like, just sneak booze in and then turn all the TVs to the channel you want to watch, and it's the same as sitting at a dumb sports bar with all the fucking date rapey vibes of the dudes in there.
That's true. But, yeah, so, you know, we're excited about this. Patreon.com/Boogie Monster should be up now as we're as this comes out.
Yeah.
And $4 a month, you sign up. And, yeah, you get a bonus Q&A every month, and you get a nice cooking video. And then we'll probably throw in some random stuff here and there throughout the year.
Yeah,
you
we'll fuck around.
Yeah, we'll throw you little random secret gifts. You know, maybe find a pair of your socks, mail them to something, raffle off some.
Don't go promising.
No? Okay.
I got limited socks,
yeah,
man.
That's true.
I got it. How long, like, I'll just ride out socks and underpants to the very last, to like Rockets Red Glare, tattered American flag style shit. Like, like, I look like that's honorable that I'd still, that these are hanging on this much. Like, basically, till there's no leg holes, till the whole fucking, till the chooch just blows out in the underpants.
Yeah.
It's just a loincloth.
Yeah, I do that.
I'll wear it until that.
Let me ask you this. Like, how, what about recycling socks or underwear before you wash them?
Oh.
I'll double up on socks a lot.
I'm on a weird schedule because I won't, like, I'll shower at 7 o'clock at night before I go to a show and then get dressed with my clean socks and I'll wear them that night and then the whole next day until I go out at night again.
Yeah.
So I don't have, I'm not getting up at 6 a.m. and putting on my freshies.
Yeah.
And I just have a different cycle. So they, and then they come off at night and they get a little air going through them.
Yeah.
If you lay them across the top of your shoes.
Or your dashboard.
Yeah, or the dashboard. If you let the sun get to them, that's how you're supposed to clean a sleeping bag, is let the sun get on it.
Yeah.
So you could do that with your socks on your dashboard and just cook them up there. And the smell of that is something I never wanted to imagine, but now I am.
We got a buddy, I won't rat him out, but we have a mutual friend who told me that he can get 4 uses out of 1 pair of underwear. Because what he'll do is he'll wear them normal, and then day 2, he'll turn them inside out. Day 3, he'll turn them around, backwards. And day 4, he'll turn them back right side and then backwards.
No. No.
Yeah.
And if how that works.
If I told you who, you would, you'd say, yeah, it seems about right.
To, like, all right, don't, well, just, who? Oh. Yeah, man, that's not, no, that's not how it works.
Same guy who, his buddy used to call him Cradle of Filth.
What an elaborate nickname. That's not even like a short thing. It's like, yeah, it's a band, but Cradle of Filth. Oh, yeah, no, that doesn't work, because then your little butt dust is now on your pants. Now all you've done is, that I'll wear jeans until I just don't remember if I've ever washed them.
Yeah.
Like, if they smell like ass, I'll finally wash jeans. But jeans are, you don't wash jeans. This is, you just,
no, I've never washed.
But you got to wash them if you're butting out. Mm-hmm. You're putting your underpants butt out on them.
Mm-hmm.
Then now you're just making more laundry for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, ugh.
Speaking of which, about once a week now, I've decided.
Speaking of which.
I'm doing the DoorDash.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing Postmates anymore, but I'm doing DoorDash. And, but. We've had a lot of events here lately in Los Angeles. Like
Little Debbie is Star Crunch, dude.
Yeah,
sorry that's what I just looked at.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I thought you said it was Hostess.
No, no. Okay. Zinger is Hostess.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway, I told you I'm not doing Lyft anymore because I'm now living in the van. But about once a week, I will convert the van back. I'll put the seats back in and clean everything up, and I'll drive.
Passenger carrying vessel.
I'll drive Lyft about once a week to kind of cash in on like the busy weekends or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to cram all of my contents into the very back, like behind the rear seat. And then I get a bunch of people in there, and then I've just got like got a big sack of dirty laundry. And then I got my, got my piss jug, like unbeknownst to that back passenger.
You are getting fired from Lyft right now. Have you not learned anything? You have now been fired from Lyft.
What? But I just get a kick out of like that back passenger has no idea that they're, you know, 18 inches from a piss jug.
You're not driving Lyft anymore. You just got fired.
Yeah.
Piss jug.
Where am I supposed to be? I do have. Have I talked to you about my public urination technique?
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I pee in public about once a day, just because you know I don't want to. Gotta keep the mileage down on that jug. My technique. I did it yesterday. It's beautiful. All you gotta do is pretend that you're working on your car. So what I'll do is I'll stand on the side of the van, and you pull your stuff out, get everything ready, and then you put both hands up on like the I've got the luggage rack. So I'll pull my business out and get it set up, and then I put both hands up on the luggage rack and pretend that I'm like twisting something or manipulating something, and the whole time I'm just peeing. Just peeing
on the side of your own van.
Just peeing on the side of my own van, but nobody knows. So joke's on them. Oh. Bunch of idiots. Don't even know that I'm peeing in public.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah. The key is just not to just don't look down.
That's patreon.com/boogiemonster. If you ever want to stop hearing stories like this, we're asking for $4 a month. Feel free to give more. If you never want to hear about piss jugs, feel free to drop a couple more dollars down there. I am on a page of discontinued Little Debbie products to change the subject, and there was something called Banana Twins, and that sounds like some sort of pornography.
I remember Banana Twins.
It's like you call a couple of these fucking Banana Twins. You see two buddies that roll into a bar all the time. These Banana Twins.
What are some discontinued Little Debbie products?
Star Crunch.
They don't make that anymore? That was weird thing. I guess that was chocolate and caramel and crispy rice.
Yeah. Apple Flips.
I don't remember those.
That sounds racist. These guys, real Apple Flips. Got a house full of Apple Flips moving in across the
street.
They still
make the strawberry shortcake roll? That was a nice one.
I think that one's still going. These are just...
What's your favorite, Little Debbie?
I'm looking at that. They got... I mean, I love an oatmeal pie. That's not necessarily Little Debbie. That could be anything. I'm just looking at the discontinued one. Yeah, I got the oatmeal cream pies.
I'm a Swiss cake roll guy myself.
Swiss rolls, yep. Yeah. There they are.
Big fan.
Oh, man. Marshmallow puffs, that sounds like a bit much. I enjoyed a Star Crunch. I was always at my friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
My mom would never get them. Like, I love these. Nope. Just wouldn't get it.
Okay. I didn't dislike them, but they were just a little too...
They're gummy. Definitely a processed food.
Yeah, very processed. And just the flavor was very
Yeah, a lot artificial. Of that stuff I think was a mistake from something else they were trying to make. And they're like, it goes down. There's a test room of kids eating just deformed snack cakes. Are they keeping them down? All right, put it in production.
I like the dual package of the devil cakes, the two squares. That was always fun because it just felt like you're getting more bang for your buck.
What was the cupcake with the white swirl on? Was that just chocolate? It wasn't just chocolate. Was that
a Little Debbie product?
Ho-Ho was basically the cake roll type thing.
But that's, again, Ho-Ho is Hostess.
Yeah, I'm just talking about that. We were a Hostess family. Okay. Coming to look at it now. And the Ding Dong was a Ding Dong.
Ding Dong.
It was a disc. It was a hockey puck with a chocolate on it and a cream in it.
Yeah.
All the same. All the same thing.
Yeah.
Slightly. It's like Taco Bell. It's like all the same shit. But
yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I was telling you. You're doing DoorDash. I can't justify the Postmates, man. I can't, like, coming home at 2 a.m. to get Taco Bell, like, to make somebody else go get it. Like, if I can't even get my drunk ass to the drive-thru, I don't deserve to have it.
Don't look at it as you're making someone else go get it. Look at it as you're creating jobs.
I think about that, but... Also, I know what the line at the Taco Bell off Vine looks like, the drive-thru line at 2:10 after the bar closed, and I'm going to pay $28 for a Crunchwrap Supreme.
I've been delivering a bunch of Taco Bell this week during the day. I went to a Taco Bell yesterday near Rampart and Beverly. It's the first one I've ever seen doesn't have a dining room. It's just set up like a Checkers or a Rally's.
Oh, really?
Where it's just a drive-through and a walk-up window, but no. So, yeah.
Who's getting daytime Taco Bell? You going to a business or going to a home?
Homes. And I think that every time, and like yesterday, I walked up, and it was a nice apartment building, like in Koreatown, and I was like, well, maybe they're blind, or maybe they're disabled. You know, who? Why else would you send out for Taco Bell during the day?
That's the only excusable reason to make someone else get you daytime Taco Bell.
Yeah, daytime Taco Bell.
I agree with that.
I mean, and I don't know. Like, I've done three or four this week, and every time it's seemingly normal people. Like yesterday, cute little Asian gal. Just, oh, thank you. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Just want some trash.
What are you doing? Yeah. So who knows?
Takes all types.
But yeah, let me give a shout out real quick to a Lyft customer.
Okay.
I forgot the guy's name. But all right, here's the thing, okay? When you're driving, when you're a passenger in Lyft, you ever take the Lyft line?
What's that one?
Lyft line is where, and I think it's the same as in Uber, they call it an Uber pool.
Oh, okay. Where other people can jump in.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the benefit of that is it's cheaper. You're going to save a little money. But the negative is you may have to ride with some weirdos, or you may have to make another stop or two along your route before you get off.
Uh-huh.
Well, this dude, he was a nice enough guy. He was a young dude, probably mid-20s. But
got the poots today.
But he gets the Lyft line, and he's the first one I pick up. And he's like, hey, man, are we picking up anybody else? And I go, probably. It's a Lyft line. He goes, oh, man, I'm really late. And then he goes, where are we? And the whole time he's like, where are we picking up? And I go, well, hold on. And then a few minutes later, I got my second one. He's like, well, we got to go over here and pick up this lady. Oh, man. Well, who would drop it off first? And I go, I don't know until I pick her up. And then he kind of like insulted me, like, do you want me to just drive? You don't seem to know anything. I'm like, well, first of all.
Really?
Yeah. He made some little snide comment. I'm like, I don't know.
And you chose Lyft line?
Yeah. So then we pick up the second lady, and then it processes it. You know, it tells me who's getting dropped off first. Mm-hmm. And it goes, well, is it me or her? Is it me or her? I'm like, well, looks like it's her. And then he's like, oh, man, I'm really late. I'm really late. And I wanted to say, well, look, idiot, next time just get a regular Lyft, and you won't have to deal with this. So, and I kind of look at the map, and even though her dropping the lady off first, like I was supposed to do, would have made more sense, I said, I kind of whispered to him because she's sitting in the very back. Go, all right, man, if you shut the hell up, you stop complaining like a little girl, you know, I'll drop you off first.
Yeah.
So I went out of the way, and it was a longer ride. And in the meantime, he starts talking, he's chirping in my ear the whole time, starts talking about podcasts. He listens to Joe Rogan, blah, blah, blah. And just, hey, what do you do? Blah, blah. So, well, actually, you know, I try not to bring it up.
White dude?
Yeah. No, Latino.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I actually do a podcast. And, you know, one thing led to another. And I told him about my podcast and blah, blah, blah. But so anyway, to him, and I can't remember his name, but I went out of my way. I went against Lyft protocol, you know, and dropped him off first, spent extra gas out of my car, money out of my pocket, no tip. So, A, douchebag. If you give him a thumbs down on your end,
you can review him poorly, right?
Yeah, but like you never know. You know, sometimes they tip like a day later, so I'm not just going to.
Oh, I do that. Yeah, sometimes I forget.
But as of 24 hours later, still no tip. So A, if you're in that big of a hurry, ding dong, don't be a cheap ass and get the line. Just get your own Lyft. And B, if I go out of my way and technically break Lyft rules. For your benefit, how about you throw a little tip there?
I just don't understand the demand of I'm real late, so let me take this thing where I make carpool with up to three other strangers.
Exactly.
Like, you're not good at living, dude.
Yeah,
you're not good at life.
I get that a lot. And going back to DoorDash, I get people all the time. Hey, are you on your way? Yeah, I'm on my way with your Crunchwrap Supreme. Just relax. Be surprised how many people. I would say 15% of the customers will text you while you're in route. Hey, are you on your way? Yeah, I'm on my way, dummy. I had to go out and get.
No, man. Went to the beach.
Yeah.
Ate your food. Sucked my D.
Oh.
I got pizza delivered the other night. Came way too fast.
Oh, yeah? What does that mean?
Means there's no way it was going to be good.
Oh, okay.
Like, I should be there about an hour, like 25 minutes later. I'm like, this is going to suck. It did.
Where'd you get it from?
Someplace. Like, one of the places you wouldn't get a slice from in Hollywood.
Oh.
On Hollywood Boulevard.
But you got a whole pie.
I ordered a whole pizza.
Oh, no.
I was so hungry.
Oh, no.
It was just serviceable New York beach blanket style shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, the guy was here. I'm like, oh, well, this is going to be terrible. This is not the amount of time that one would take when they care about the product they're putting out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
But, Grant, you're delivering a pizza to somebody at 1:30 in the morning on a weekday.
Yeah.
I know who I am.
Speaking of food, you know what time of year it is?
I'm trying to put that together with what's the season.
We are currently in the midst of Red Lobster's Crab Fest.
Are they having a crab? Yeah. There's always a fest going on.
Yeah, there's always a fest.
They're like, Red Lobster is like the fairgrounds of restaurants.
Yeah.
There's always a festival happening over there.
And I went.
Did you?
Our buddy Lisa.
Yeah.
She's been working on those who can't.
Mm-hmm.
And her run is now up. So now she has not only free time, but also a little money in the bank.
A little bit of scratch.
She's pulling this technique of like, hey, I want to go do all this stuff, but I don't want to do it alone. You know, I'll pay for your meal if you come with me. And I'm like, dude, I'm there. Sign me. She's done that a couple times.
So she
had a hankering for Crab Fest. So we went and got some damn crab legs.
I love crab legs.
I love crab legs. And I always forget about crab legs in regards of like when people are always asking, what's your favorite type of food, blah, blah, blah. Like to me, it's always Cajun barbecue, blah, blah, blah. I always forget how much I love a good crab leg.
The walnuts of the sea.
That's a good way to look at it.
I don't think they're ever called that, but that's how I think. I wonder if it tastes good because of the effort you have to go through to reap the rewards.
That's part of it.
But I love the fake crab.
I like fake crab.
Like the package mm-hmm. where it's like just the hot ocean hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I'd introduce that. Like we're at Rachel's family over Christmas and her dad's kind of like a food guy. Like they not like nice food and we're at the grocery store. I'm like, we're getting some fake crab. It is not Christmas unless I am dipping chunks of nondescript ocean conglomerate proteins in a cocktail sauce.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, fake crab. I'm like, just eat it. And they're like, it's actually really good. I'm like, yeah. Fucking bet your ass it is.
That's a popular item at many Asian buffets. They will just have, I don't know if you've seen, the pan of crab meat, fake crab meat.
Crab with a K.
With cheese baked on top. Just
that
cheesy crab bake.
I'm going to step back from the cheese.
It sounds weird. And
cheese
it's
and seafood
not,
doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. But, hey.
You're taking dairy and putting it on ocean.
That's what they do. So,
I mean, I guess it works. Mm-hmm. You can put dairy on bird. Mm-hmm. You could put land on air, but to put land on sea.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, had a good time at Crab Fest. And here's a little move.
Like I'll keep my army and my navy separate.
That's true.
That made sense in my head, but I don't know what's going on.
Get you that big old piece of crab leg that you work for, that big, big hunk. Dip it in that drawn butter, and then before you take a bite, put it on a plate, hit it with a little salt and pepper.
Oh, you do salt and pepper on it?
Just a little salt and pepper.
I just want to let that crab meat sing, baby.
But it makes it sing even more.
Oh.
Yeah, it really brings it out. That salt brings out the crab flavor.
It was like a 20-minute joke I was doing for a while just about crabs, about eating them, like and how that came about. Like nobody eats the middle of it. Like the middle, the body of it.
Uh-huh.
It was like, yeah. Part where its mind is and its soul and its memories of its children. Yeah, fuck that part. Throw that part back in the ocean around the other ones. Let them know what's coming. Just let me pull its legs off.
Mm.
Which, I mean, almost kind of good because at the end of the last episode or after we stopped recording last time, you about today's topic and you told me about something called crush porn.
Ooh, boy.
Which
that's not our whole topic today.
No, but then I looked it up, and it was just women in high heels. It was on Pornhub. Women in high heels just stepping on raw shellfish, which is a porn fetish.
Ugh.
Yet if you just boil it alive first, go on, strap on a bib and sit around strangers and eat it, and that's fine.
Dip it in butter.
But, yeah, dip it in butter. But why is it a porn now if it's alive and it's just a woman in platforms? You told me that it was like they were. I only saw the shellfish. They're not. Clearly, Pornhub has drawn its limits to any mammals.
Well, you were partaking in what is known as soft crush. There's also
soft shell.
There's also hard crush.
Is that the mammals? Is that like kittens and shit? Babies?
Not babies.
What?
You mean human babies?
Well, what is it?
Well, it's.
They step on babies?
No, baby cats and baby rabbits and baby monkeys.
And what? Okay.
Ugh.
Well, this is all right. This is the topic we're talking about: red rooms and the dark web.
The dark web. I thought at first when you said dark web, I thought you meant black Twitter.
You are so proud of yourself right now. This is going to be one of those things like, hey, Katie, can you edit out minute 27?
No, the first time I heard the dark web, I thought, because I knew about black Twitter.
Well, when I heard about black Twitter, I'm like, it's called black Twitter?
I still don't know.
It is funnier than anything else on Twitter.
But it's at first I thought it was a whole separate thing.
No, that's the community of black people, which is a lot of the funniest shit. Mm-hmm. Black Twitter, weird Twitter, which is just like, all right, I get whatever you're doing over there. I don't know, I'm over. But the dark web,
dark web is the creepiest.
It's just lawlessness. It's just a pirate island on the internet.
Yeah, and I don't like to, you know, it's funny that it's not funny, but it's odd that there's a dark web because, like, initially, that's what the web was. Like, and to a certain degree, still is. Like,
yeah.
I understand why you gotta go deeper and darker.
Well, because it's illegal.
Yeah. Okay.
So you have to have, like, certain search engines and torrents. And I know very little about how these things work, but. It's more disturbing that it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one of those things, like, does the fact that it's out there create a curiosity and that's what people want to see it? Or did these things always existed in some sense? So I always wondered about, like, fetishes, just even sexual fetishes.
Mm-hmm.
Did the fetish always exist and you just had to keep it a secret? Or you finally saw enough stuff, like, I guess I'll try getting a trailer hitch put in my butt.
That's a good question. Chicken or the egg?
Yeah, so I don't know. That's one of the glories of the internet. It's like you don't have to feel so alone.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, I mean, furries now, like, did furries ever exist before the internet? Like, how many things, how many concepts were just brought about by people going, like, I'm going to be that. That's going to be my identity.
Well, I mean, yeah. I would assume fetishes mm-hmm. existed before the internet, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they did, but I mean, well, like R. Crumb stuff and like big dominant women sitting on dudes and punching balls and stuff.
But how much more of it has come to life now that there's instant access and communities and.
Or just like, who were these people before? Like, who was somebody that had a fetish about ladies stepping on animals?
See, I've never really understood fetishes in the sense that, like, the good old the old meat and potatoes not enough for you?
Yeah, just food fucking.
I'm just saying metaphorically, just the old...
Just shoving little...
The old classics, not enough.
The little potatoes. Yeah. What do they call those little ones?
Fingerlings.
Yeah, that even makes sense. You can get five in there.
No, but, like, I never did understand that. Like, I'm just...
You want me to put five fingers up your ass? No, I said five fingerlings. Five small potatoes. Some russet.
I'm always just happy when an old gal is
has
agreed to the same terms that I've agreed to.
Yeah, just nice enough to lend some nudity and some repetitive motion.
But you know, the concept that that's no longer enough. That does nothing for me. Now I got to have somebody step on my nutsack or pour candle wax. You know,
I mean, I could even see like if you like, well, bring a little pain, a little salt that, for the sweet kind of thing.
That, yeah. Well, we talked about that earlier. But I may have a little of that in me as far as the
what you've been doing again.
I got a little poison ivy on the forearm, and I take a real hot shower over at the YMCA.
Yeah,
and although they have kind of a governor on their shower thing, like it doesn't get hot as I would like it. But, you know, I'll turn it up real hot and scratch that poison ivy and then stick my arm under it and under the hot shower. So I'm kind of contradicting myself here. But
old piss jug is bleeding himself out at the Y again. Jesus Christ. $4 a month gets you a bonus episode. $5 a month, Dave could seek medical help for these... infections he's bringing upon himself. Could you get poison ivy on purpose?
Not on purpose, but once
where'd
I get
poison ivy,
I wander around. I'm a man without a home.
I never thought about that, like homeless people being in the park and like you're like, well, it can't get worse than this. And then you just slept, like rolled in your sleep into some poison ivy.
Yeah, I got ants in my van sometimes. I don't do anything about it.
I was impressed by that. Yeah. My ants in my car. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, this is a new one. You really made your way up the whole wheel well for whatever's going on in here.
Yeah.
If you get roaches in your van, I'm going to be worried.
I did find like a bag of old fruit, just making pruno and don't even know it.
Oh, there's a limited space. Mm-hmm. Gotta maintain these things. Well, all right. So, like, okay, you got a little bit of a pain thing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get out of it? Are you more, if it's not sexual, are you just like kind of like excited to test your limits? I think that's a thing.
Uh-huh.
Like finding out your limits, your thresholds.
That, and it's just satisfying. It's just, you know, it's the same as like getting a massage or something. You know, it's like, oh, that just feels good. Like, I love the old rug burn on the wrist, you know, where you get somebody to twist. Like,
you ever go to a dominatrix?
No.
Would you try it?
I would try it. I think the
$6 a month.
I think the first
gets Dave into a submissive state with one of our professional dominatrixes here in Los Angeles.
I think the first step would be just to go to a, like, get a heavy set Russian woman to just beat the shit out of me in a massage parlor. Just start punching and cracking.
But they're not doctors, but I still think they fall under that do no harm. So, in a way, a dominatrix is still like a health service person, but the opposite of a doctor, where it's like only do harm.
Mm hmm.
But they're just trying to help me out.
Hmm.
I think we need to get you into one of these. I think you'd benefit from it.
Yeah. What would they do? What do? They just whip you with whips?
When I shot that travel show at the Armory.
Right. Yeah.
They had, like, there was a wrestling room.
Uh-huh.
And Princess Donna, who is the woman, who was the hostess taking me around, is also professional, dominatrix. So she would wrestle people.
Can I wrestle back?
Because,
I mean, you know, if it's on.
I still, inherently, I'm like, I'm not going to wrestle you back. Like, it didn't feel right. You're a stranger. Like, it doesn't feel appropriate. I got cattle prodded, though. And they say they turn down. It's not like the full strength one, but it still hurt. Yeah, I was blindfolded, and they had nipple clamps on me with a chain between them that you put in your mouth. So if you move your head at all, and those things fucking hurt, man. Those hurt on your finger.
Mm.
And then your little cat titties being smashed in between them, that sucked real bad.
Like, no thanks.
There was no like, ooh, yeah, I'm getting like none of that. Was not excited about it. And then, so I'm sitting there all strung up like that, handcuffed, and she's zapping me with a little cattle prod.
Huh.
I mean, hey, if that's what gets you going, right on to you.
Yeah.
I'm not judging you.
Hmm.
Maybe you need a little bit of that, Dave.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe there's a listener out there. I got a few Twitter followers that I think are, you know, dominatrixes stuff. Get it. Go whip Dave into shape here. But that's just one of the things. That's not even dark. Well, you just find that on a porn site, and some of it's not even X-rated with nudity or anything. That's acceptable and accessible.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking more about
some real
started
dark
about
shit.
Red rooms, but that was a real wormhole thing. As soon as you start reading about that, I was in the news today.
Well, real quick, not to interrupt, let's articulate what we're talking about. We've still yet to address what a red room is. There's some listeners that probably don't know. I didn't know till a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Red Room, basically, is just it's a like a streaming site. It's a website. And by the way, part of this – the point of this episode is we don't know if these even exist, but they're rumored to exist. It's a streaming site where you can watch – it's basically a live streaming of a snuff film. Where you can watch somebody torture and or kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we mean when we're talking about the red rooms. So, anyway, go ahead.
I think they always kind of come back as hoaxes, right?
Yeah, I think most of them there's very little evidence that any of these actually exist. But the fact that which
is good. Thank God for what you feel about humanity.
But the fact that it's even you know, a hypothetical topic makes me think that there's got to be one or two floating around.
I'm the worst with like where like curiosity will get the best of me, and I'll watch some YouTube videos and then be like, I feel like I'm sad for who I am. That I watched one. It was like these Russian guys in a forest where homeless people live, and they're just going through beating them up and stabbing them.
Ah.
And I was like kind of like wanting it not to be real, but then just don't watch it.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I guess maybe it's like a threshold type thing. Like, let's see. And I was like, oh no, this is real. And I'm sad that I have a curiosity to watch those things. And I wonder if that's maybe like the amount of people that look at these things are like even in a two girls, one cup type sense. That was somebody made that. When it was somebody's watching like a reality TV, like whatever kind of trash, name whichever one, The Bachelor, Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire. It's like, who watches this? It's like, you do. It's not a crowd of people going, this is good. It's a crowd of people going, who watches this trash?
Yeah.
And everybody watching it with a sense of irony and a sense of you get to feel better about your life. Yet you're still making them millionaires.
Yeah.
You're still making the people on these shows millionaires or you're breaking down an already broken person who's willing to be on a reality show.
Like that video, for example.
Yeah.
I never saw it, but I know what you're talking about. I remember, what probably 10 years now, something like that, 8-10 years ago?
Maybe.
But how did that make its round, something that vile and disgusting?
Because it was horrible, but it wasn't violence horrible.
Okay, so it wasn't technically
and
like
then it became
illegal.
Like, watch the reactions of people watching it.
Yeah.
And that was more popular than, you don't want to see it, but watching somebody else freak out, maybe that's the idea of the shared experience. I mean, that was why, you'd rent Faces of Death.
Yeah.
Which is before all this kind of stuff, you'd rent Faces of Death. And you go, like, which video store has that sicko stuff, or like somebody would have a copy of a copy of it.
Yeah.
I remember watching it with my buddy and just afterwards, like, both kind of like, why did we do that? Like, that was okay. It was okay to watch it and then feel bad. But if you watched it and you were like, that's cool, you're like, oh, you're from a very troubled home.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of that stuff. It's like, why tamper with it, you know? Why unlock something that maybe doesn't need to be unlocked?
Yeah, or you can't go back. I'm like, oh, well, I've seen that now. It's like the Museum of Death here in L.A. Like, I thought maybe, I didn't know what I was getting into, but it was definitely the people that, like, think that stuff's cool that run it. Like, it was talking to the curator, I guess, afterwards, and he had way too much of a glimmer in his eye about the place. It wasn't like a, yes, death is a problem. I'm fascinated with serial killers and cults and things like that. Like, what goes through your mind? Like, what breaks in the human psyche to create that person, but yeah, these guys, you can tell, like, yeah, I used to have Charles Manson prison jacket. You know who bought it from me? Johnny Depp. But he was like, just real excited. I'm like, you guys killed a homeless person. I think you guys wanted to know, like, you went that extra step. That's the vibe I got over there.
Yeah,
interesting place though. But, yeah, these red rooms, boy, what a lot of creepy shit.
Well,
this ain't silly stuff like chupacabras.
Yeah.
This is human.
Well, hopefully it is just myths and legends and rumors. But there's in my research, I found two examples that people think were legit.
Really?
Yeah, I stumbled upon this one called Daisy's Destruction. It was widely discussed on forums, on Reddit. Not actually a snuff film. Snuff film basically is when you watch someone be murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's snuff film meaning that that's the whole point of it, as opposed to like a Faces of Death or like war footage or, car accidents. Snuff film is a piece of footage, created for the sole purpose of – and a lot of times people pay to watch them and to watch someone get murdered. But this Daisy's Destruction, it features horrifying abuse, sexual assault of a young child.
I don't even
know
if I want to click on any of these links.
Yeah. It was streamed on a so-called Hurtcore. You were talking about that off the air. Hurtcore pedophile sites where pedophiles watch torture and abuse of children and babies. Jesus Christ.
What breaks down?
Like
what's broken in the human brain?
Well, yeah, the same thing that breaks in rapists and molesters and murderers, you know, just...
God damn.
And its creator, this guy named Peter Scully, he's currently in jail in the Philippines.
Well,
he created Daisy's Destruction, and apparently... I don't even like talking about it. It showed a baby girl being tied upside down by her feet and assaulted and beaten by Scully and a masked woman.
They think this one's real.
They think this one's real. And, I mean, I don't even want to go into the details.
Not a lot of humor in this one.
But according to the Sydney Morning Herald in Australia, the footage was so horrific... Police called it the worst we've ever encountered in our years campaigning against child pornography. And apparently the girl was not killed, although they later found human remains at Peter Scully's house. Apparently the girl from this particular film, she was rescued alive.
So this, what an anniversary episode.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about the dark web. Let's, like, if you want to find out about this stuff, you could look for it on your own. I don't want to learn about it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want to know about these things. What about just fun stuff? What if there's just, like, oh, like the most impossibly adorable kitten videos that are so dangerous?
Man, I love kitten videos.
We can't even let it... Can't even be. It's got to be on the dark web because it'll ruin your life. You'd be addicted to it. It's such an adorable kitten video. That's where I'm going with it.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I love – and I don't know if it's – and not that I'm a dark person, but I think – I know you stumbled upon this as a joke, but like even the regular web is so filled with – you know, not necessarily the extent of gruesome stuff that we're talking about here, but the regular web is so filled with negativity – that I just – when I'm on there and I find one of those kitten videos or puppy videos, oh, man, I love it. Can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, in a sea of fake news and bullshit negativity, look at these kittens.
It can provide this is a pessimist. I do think it's probably the downfall of society.
What's that?
Just the internet. This is like the oldest man shit I could possibly say.
I know it.
But it can be this tool of infinite knowledge. And anything you're curious about or want to learn about, you can access information about it. And that's a beautiful thing. And maybe it's just I'm making a mistake on only thinking about the negative aspects of it. I'm not looking at how someone, you know, in a remote part of the world can have access to information or ideas how to better their lives, you know, because those things aren't celebrated. It's just, you know, whichever Kardashian, whatever he did with his girlfriend last week. Like, why do I know about that?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that on the forefront of stuff? And so rarely is it the celebrated, celebrating the oh, because electricity and the internet like got to these. Net neutrality thing?
Oh yeah,
that's the big issue now. Is that it should be this free access for all? And I agree with that. Yeah, no, they didn't want to let the companies take it over and limit how fast you can get your information and that. Like, and again, that's
what is about to happen with that. Like, or what is the threat? What did they think?
That they want to, net neutrality is that it's not for you to pay a service, but it's all the same speed, depending on your equipment. And to the best of my knowledge is that if whatever happens, they let the companies now control the speed of it. So, depending on which advertisers are paying them or who's paying them, you can access this stuff faster than this stuff.
Uh-huh.
So it's companies in charge of your access to information.
Okay.
As opposed to just like, here's the speed that exists. And I'm like the worst person trying to explain this. But, it'll now be dictated by corporations, the speed at which you can get your information.
Interesting.
And I think maybe also limit what you can access. Speaking of which, my computer's all acting fucked up now anyway. computers. We're the last generation to have grown up without computers. Realize that?
I think we talked about this, but you and I are the same age. Mm-hmm. And my entire high school career, I didn't know what the internet was.
Yeah, me neither.
I didn't go on to an internet until my freshman year of college. Like, I think maybe I'd heard of it, but like, it was just not in my lexicon. It was not in my field of vision. My teenage years.
Nope, I didn't.
Web.
I learned to type, which my mother, in her foresight, was like, "You're gonna take a typing class in high school. Like, this is gonna be." I don't even think that she like thought like, "Oh, computers are gonna be a thing," but this is how you write letters, write resumes. This is how you get things done. You should know how to do this. Mm-hmm. And so I learned on typewriters. Like, we just a classroom full of typewriters. It looked like the fucking 50s.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. I took a typing class.
Clickety, clickety, clack in there. Yeah, I remember writing papers in college on word processors, which was like the short-lived step between a typewriter and a computer, because you could type out what you were going to, just what the words were going to be, uh-huh. and then it would print it out through the same device.
Yeah. Yeah, I never really understood what that was.
Well, did we talk about last time about how the world's going to end anyway? Like, it doesn't matter.
Oh, no, we didn't.
We didn't get to that? How the alien, like, how, like, wait, like
which one civilizations,
that article about ice caps melting and releasing diseases into the world.
No, I don't think we talked about that off the air.
I have a mixed feeling about the end of society. Part uh-huh. of me is like, you know what? It was a good run for the human race. Uh-huh. Look how far we got. We even shot some guys onto the moon. Anyway, we're done. They think that...
Maybe.
I think so. I think we're done. Well, that was that article I sent you, that New York Times article
uh-huh.
about... we didn't talk about this Saturday?
I don't know.
We got drunk on that one.
Yeah.
That was a drinking episode.
Yeah.
Well...
We'll talk about it again. Anyway.
All right. Well, is that if the polar ice caps melt, that they could potentially be – they have either X amount of carbon dioxide that's going to come out and ruin the atmosphere. Also, there could be diseases frozen within the ice that the human race has never been exposed to before.
Wow.
And that's going to take us out. And it was just it's a very gloom and doom article about the end of the human race. But it was also saying like, aliens – societies may have existed, but they may have just suffered the same fate as we have. They – you know – the slow process of evolution into these sentient beings, they have consciousness, and then you have the agricultural revolution, and all of a sudden advancement ramps up through an industrial revolution, and without the foresight of knowing what burning fossil fuels would do to your atmosphere, you experience the greatest successes of the human race, and you're immediately extinguished because those successes also destroyed your environment. Like, that was it. Like, we just, the 20th century was it.
Yeah.
According to this article, like, oh, yeah, look, we got to have to advance the human race. We got to burn coal, and that's just how you do it. You burn fossil fuels. We didn't know it was going to put holes in ozone and melt things and reveal diseases. So we did that, and now we're fucked.
Yeah.
In the name of progress, we're fucked. And I'm not upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are we so special? Like, give the Earth back to whatever else it's supposed to.
Who was it that had a bit about what if aliens were stupid? Did you have a bit about that?
I didn't, but I like it.
I don't know if that was a bit I had, and then someone said no, somebody else had that, but not a bit, but an idea. But yeah, what if aliens? Like, we just assumed that their superior intellect and their technology, because it seemingly their technology is advanced. But what if we find the aliens and they're just
No, they could have just they might not have invented any space travel. They could just exist on another planet at the same time. Two just farting assholes sitting across from each other.
Yeah.
Going, oh, man, well, I accidentally looked at the internet where a horrible thing happened. Let's talk about kittens. And also on their planet, they're like, well, also we ruined our environment, and then they're dead. And that could happen time and time again throughout the history of time. Just as societies rise and fall, species rise and fall, you know? Whereas the dinosaurs got wiped out by you know, it was a meteor, mm-hmm. and that we wiped ourselves out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what? Why isn't there? It, like, we think we're so fucking special because we're gonna live 80 years, maybe. That's nothing.
Yeah,
the whole human race is done, and then just the planet will regrow and resprout, and in another million years, two other farty assholes. What if that's a concept right there, that this has all happened before? The evidence of it, because it happened a million years ago, doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Although dinosaurs exist, so I guess there's not going to be like podcast equipment that just didn't make it. If dinosaur bones, I'm really talking out my ass here, Dave.
That's okay.
You want to jump in at any time? I really tough. Well, that goes back to the other thing I was reading, which is not on the subject of this horrible Red Room shit.
Uh huh.
But if we're a simulation.
Yeah, yeah, we've talked about that before, but yeah.
Yeah, but I was reading more about that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we're just...
I still don't understand how that would work.
It's...
We're living out some guy's video game?
Yeah, that they've created so many Sims, basically.
Uh-huh.
That we're Sims interacting... Ugh, yeah, it's out of my mental pay grade.
Yeah, well, thanks for bringing it up.
Well, what do you want to talk about? Dead babies some more?
Tell me about the thing, the blue... What's the blue whale thing?
This is a lighthearted romp through suicide.
Uh-huh.
No, but I just read about it today. Wake up and flipping through the news, and it was that... It's an internet game or series of challenges, and they think the first case of it in the U.S. happened, where it's, do this, daring thing, you know. Without like knowing how far they go into it, and it just ends like these challenges are more and more extreme in the final challenge, like cut yourself,
mm-hmm.
And the final challenge is commit suicide, and it happens. Because it's one of these things where we're like, well, we have all your information online. Like, think about that. Think if you were 15 years old just taking pictures of your dick. Like, the worst thing that could happen if I was 15 in high school is you farted in class. Mm-hmm. And people would be like, oh, you fucking sicko. And now anything you've shared online, anything personal, they're like, well, we're just going to release this.
That happened to a buddy of ours. I won't name his name.
I did, yeah. He had to deal with that.
He got extorted. I won't say who it is, but he was messing around on some webcams,
mm-hmm.
and showing off his goods. And some gal was like, "Hey, that was great. Thanks. By the way, I recorded this, and I have all your Facebook contacts and email contacts, mm-hmm. and I'm going to send this out to everybody.
Yeah,
if you don't give me X amount of money." And the X amount of money was like, he was like, dude, I don't have that. But I think eventually he gave up something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not much.
Did they put it out in the world?
I don't think so.
But he had to like tell people, like, listen, if something comes out,
I think this is a scenario. Yeah.
That's fucked. You got tape over your little camera on your computer?
Nah, because I figured, you know, y'all have at it. I got nothing to hide. What do you think of this?
Well, mm-hmm. good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're trying to extort you for...
Yeah, what are they going to take?
Yeah, well, what's behind me right now? It's a van window.
Oh, man.
But yes, that was this blue whale. And getting exploiting teenagers, like, now we've got your information. That's devastating. When you're a teenager, mm-hmm. nobody's like, but whatever. I don't care what other people think of me. You're a teenager. That's all you care about. Whether you say it or not. Like, That's devastating to teenagers.
The concept of a dick pic, like, mm-hmm. didn't exist when we were teenagers. But yeah. Had it, who knows what kind of trouble we'd have gotten into.
Which is why the parties were so much more fun. Like, yeah, I'm fucking playing drums with my dick out at a party. And nobody's snapping photos of who they're fine. No, you could be more free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think there's a VHS tape of that out there somewhere, but whatever. I think the guy who has it isn't going through the effort of transferring that to DVR.
Going back to our dark stuff here.
Oh, no.
First time I ever heard of any of this type of stuff. Did you ever see that movie? Came out in the late 90s, early 2000s, 8mm with Nick Cage.
Yeah. When I knew about snuff films, I knew what they were.
I didn't know about until then.
No, you didn't know. Yeah, it was the same thing like with how porno films were, like somebody had like a reel-to-reel tape or a beat-up VHS.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's some more production value behind pornography.
James Gandolfini was in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the guys in the snuff film.
Yeah.
Wearing a leather mask. But yeah, man, I don't know. This is
a bummer.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bummer. A lot of the stuff comes from Japan.
Well,
they're into some weird stuff over there.
It really
causes that.
If you want to talk about sexual fetishes, it really like are enemies of World War II. I think we did it. I think the U.S. did it.
Huh?
I think once the humiliating defeat during World War II sent them into a real sexually dark place. Really? I have no. I'm just saying Germans and Japanese are in a weird section.
That's true.
And who knows if there's that psychological effect of proud nations having been defeated? And like, yeah, this humiliation thing's kind of all right.
Well, that and just not that I don't claim to know a lot about Japanese or German culture, but from a distance, it seems that both of those cultures are very on the surface, very straight laced.
Oh yeah,
order and organization and, you know, very...
Yeah, so when it comes time to cut loose, you fucking cut loose.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
Oh, boy.
Got into some weird stuff on this one.
Yeah, we did, but that's okay. I'll throw a couple...
Yeah, don't look up any of this stuff.
No. Don't look it up. Throw out a thank you real quick. Dude sent us some raw peanuts. What for boiling?
What for boiling?
Yeah, I don't know his real name. He goes by Robot Fart Music on Instagram.
Sounds like a DJ.
So Robot Fart Music, thank you.
The first honest DJ I've ever heard.
And, oh man, I didn't write this down, but the dude who sent us the new Boogie Monster art. I'm digging that, man. When people send Boogie Monster art,
yeah.
That's really cool stuff. So we got a new one this week, and I'll find his name and shout at him next week. But, yeah, send any of that stuff to us, boogiemonsterpodcast@gmail.com. Where you can find us on the Twitters and the Instagram and all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I always like cool stuff that I didn't have to put forth any effort.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Just man.
The internet itself.
Let me throw this out here real quick, apropos of nothing. I saw this for the first time the other day, and I've only previously seen it in movies. But I was at a bar, and I saw a guy pay for a drink and walk away without knowing how much his bill was. You know, like in movies, guy goes to a bar, he orders a drink, he talks whatever with somebody, and when it's time to go,
puts the money down.
He just pulls out a 5 or a 10 or whatever and just drops it down and walks. I saw that happen. And I've seen that in movies, and I always think, like, I would never have the confidence to do that because, how, you know.
If you go to a bar you've been to before and you know you had 2 beers.
Maybe that's what it is. You know, maybe he's a regular there. But
where are you at?
I was at the drawing room.
Yeah, so. Well, that's a lot of regulars. That's a bar made out of regulars.
That's true. Even at a place like that, I'm still, well, maybe they raise the price.
Gangster move.
You know, maybe they raise the price. I want to know exactly. I don't want to over tip. I don't want to under tip. I don't want to, you know.
You just got to be a gangster in this world.
That's what I was, apropos of nothing, that reminded me, that's a cash bar.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cash operations in L.A., and they have signs that say cash only.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that sign also read, please rob us?
No, I think it says the credit card companies ain't getting my shit.
Ah.
Who robs a bar?
If I was, I'm going to say I'm going to, but if I was a criminal.
Good, I'm glad you're
If I was a criminal and I had no problem with robbing people or places, I would target cash-only businesses.
Well... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know of anybody robbing a bar. Like, oh, it's room full of drunks. You're going to get the shit kicked out of you. You're going to get fucked up trying to rob a bar. I had a buddy who thought he was going to rob a bank once.
Really?
Yeah, he's working at a bank. He's like, it'd be so easy. He's like talking about it. Like, oh, man, I really don't think this is going to work out. Like, I don't think – I haven't seen you be a mastermind – anywhere else in life, I don't think this is where you start putting it all. Like, I don't think this is where your gift flourishes.
One more thing, and I'll wrap it up. This was big talk, what, about a year ago? The unisex bathrooms?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if you've noticed in L.A., they're starting to come into effect.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I feel about that. And not from a social point of view.
I just feel bad for the ladies.
Exactly.
You know what I was asking? I asked them, like, what's more preferable? Would you rather, if you saw a guy walk out of a unisex bathroom, would you rather see the seat up, knowing that he lifted it to go pee? Or would you rather see it down, thinking, what if he's not a gentleman, he just peed when the seat was down? And I still heard, like, they'd rather have this from, I think it was Rachel, I think I asked. She's like, rather see the seat down just because then she didn't have to touch it. Even if you got to wipe it off, you don't have to touch the seat. That's the preference I heard from her.
I was in one of my preferred spots the other day.
Yeah.
And they've just transitioned to a unisex bathroom. And there's two of them. Where it used to be the male and the female, now there's just two unisex bathrooms. And I'm in there, and I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear a pounding on the door.
Yeah.
And then I hear a knock on another, like, you could tell they knocked on my door.
Yeah.
And then I could hear a conversation out there, like maybe there were two women. Mm-hmm. And the woman goes, I don't know who's in there. Usually you can hear them in there. Like, you can hear what's going on, but it's quiet. And I wanted to say... So yeah, because I'm in here taking a shit.
Was this a library in Waukesha, Wisconsin?
No, it was like two ladies. Yeah, it was two like 50-year-old ladies. But I could hear her having a conversation, and she said, but like, I can't hear anything in there. It's usually quiet. And,
yeah.
Like, and then a couple minutes later, I walk out, she's standing there, and I'm
welcome to the new America.
Yeah, good luck. Have fun with that.
I have that too, where I'm like, I'd rather just know, like, not because of a quality thing, but like a dudes are fucking animals.
Exactly.
Although I've heard like women can be way worse, just because they don't want to like touch it, so they just squat and piss all over everything.
Yeah.
So maybe it's worse. Maybe it's worse that women are in there.
Well, that bothers me too, because that's mm-hmm. territory I've never been to. Up until now. Like, I don't know what goes on in a woman's bathroom, but now I guess I'm going to find out. Speaking of red rooms.
Oh, God. That was my buddy. Like, I got a buddy I grew up with, super right wing. He's like talking about that. He's like, you don't have a daughter, Kyle. You know what it's like? Some guy wants to just put on a dress and go hang out in a ladies' bathroom now. Because I'm like, if someone's a pedophile, they're not waiting for, like, oh, finally. They're just a fucking pedophile.
Finally.
And also, you have sons, too.
Yeah.
Like, what's so acceptable? You know, pedophiles aren't just heterosexuals. anyway, plenty of faults in our argument. We have a comic of the week. Who do we want to...
We do.
Who wants to be the comic of the week on the dead baby episode? Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy. Let's do Tommy Jonigan. Do you know Tommy Jonigan?
I do know.
Tommy Jonigan is a funny dude.
He's like a sneaky funny guy.
Yeah.
You always see him as kind of a mellow dude. Mm-hmm. You know. And then you watch him do stand-up like, ooh, you are fucking crisp.
Yes, he's
you are
crisp.
A precise comedian.
That is a great way to describe him. He's very crisp.
No fat on the act.
But and been doing it for a while. He's got several albums out. Mm-hmm. He's one of those guys, too, that like kind of quietly, like, oh, you've done The Late Show 12 times. Like, I don't know if it's been that much, but like...
Been out a lot,
like,
yeah.
For example, like old school guys, like who's the guy? Jake Johansson. Not a household name. Literally has done Letterman 35 times. You know, one of those type of guys.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Tommy Jonigan's done all the late night stuff. He's got several albums out. I think his most recent one's just called 3. Just the number 3. Came out back in 2014. And just a funny, funny dude.
Yeah.
Like... Just one of those pure stand-ups, too. Like, zero gimmicks, zero, you know, image or brand or whatever. Just like, good, nah, I just got a bunch of great jokes, so shut up and let me
just
tell them.
Good.
Yeah. So.
Crisp.
Comic of the week, Tommy Jonigan. That last name is like John, like the name John, but then add a A-G-I-N, John Agin, Tommy Jonigan. So check him out, latest album. I believe that's his latest one, number 3. He's got one just called 2. He's got several albums out.
They're in order. They come out in order.
Yeah, so.
That's how he's doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Very very pragmatic about that. So, Comic of the Week, Tommy Jonigan. Check him out.
Hell yeah.
Anything to plug?
Nah, if this is August 1st.
Where are you at right now?
Right now?
Right now.
Right now, tonight, I'm playing in Berlin, Germany.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about
I'm
that?
I'm here. I mean, I'm here. Thanks for joining me in Berlin, Dave, to record us. How befitting of our weird, dark web, porn, sick fuck stuff that you join me in Germany.
Have you ever been to
Germany?
Tomorrow
I'll be in Amsterdam, and maybe we'll find a nice lady to smack the shit out of you over in Amsterdam.
Let's talk about that real quick. How many times have you been to Europe before this trip?
I've been there a few times. I did Ireland, a festival in Ireland once. I'll be there on this trip. Uh-huh. And I did.
You did.
I've been to London a couple times, a few times.
You did Fringe Fest last year.
Edinburgh. I've been to Glasgow Festival, but I've never done Berlin.
Okay. So, have you ever been to Germany at all?
When I was a wee tyke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eat some cool food.
I'm gonna
send me a pic.
I'm gonna get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll get on behalf of you, Dave. I'm gonna eat some goofy bullshit.
Amsterdam. That's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You can smoke pot over there.
Whoa, man. Marijuana. Get out of here. Still can't handle it. Whether I can get it here or there.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so I'll be over there. And yeah, what about you? You got anything to plug August 1st?
Tonight I am at Highland Park. What is it?
You better get going then since we're in Germany.
Highland Bowl. What's the name of it? I'm at a bowling alley tonight.
You better catch a flight.
I'm at Highland Bowl tonight. I'm sorry, I forgot the name of the show. But our good guys, Goodrich.
Yeah.
Goodrich and J.F. Harris.
Mm-hmm.
I think Megan Gailey also runs that show.
Fine folks.
Bunch of Chicago folks. So, yeah, I'll be there tonight if you're in and around the Highland Park area of Los Angeles. And one more time, just to recap, patreon.com/boogiemonster. Patreon, Patreon, patreon.com/boogiemonster. $4 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Become a member. You're going to get one bonus Q&A episode every month that no one else is going to get. And no one else who's not a member. And one cooking video every
cooking
month.
Video. So, and then whatever else we start adding on there.
Yeah. So, yeah, do that. Patreon.com/boogiemonster. And who knows, you know?
Who knows?
Who knows what'll happen?
Well, hell yeah. All right. Well, hey, thanks, everybody, for being around for a year. Dave, happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary, buddy. It's been a good time. And I'm sorry that we had to have such a doom and gloom episode for our celebratory anniversary.
We should have vetted some of this first. I mean, I had to steer out of that one real quick. Like, oh, yeah, they just hung a baby up by my Dave, no, kittens.
Sorry about that.
Fucking, Jesus Christ.
The Boogie Monster. We'll be right back.